local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Doing it live on a Thursday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Austin, good to see you today, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not sure I can remember the last time that we overshot the forecasted weather. And this is not a shot at any meteorologist or, I mean, this was all over the place.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be 67 today. And what that means is around here, when it says 67, it's going to be like 70. That's okay. What that means. It didn't get above 60 today.
And as you said, I mean, no complaints.
No, I'm not complaining about it. It's just, it's very odd that
we would
be off that much.
Yeah, that's a pretty large
degree
margin
or
error.
Two. But, yeah, so I guess enjoying one more day of cooler temperatures there. We do have the rain coming in overnight tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. So we'll get Alan with the latest on that coming up here in just a couple of moments, as well as keeping you safe on the roads. If you do see anything out there on the roads you need to let us know about, there's two ways to do that. You can call 850-262-6111 or text 850-437-1620. Always appreciate the interaction we get each and every day. We will start off our rundown with our top three stories today, dominated pretty heavily by the latest in Israel. Number one, Israel and Hamas today releasing some more hostages and detainees after extending their temporary ceasefire deal another day. Two more Israeli hostages have been released, and the Israeli Defense Forces said more hostages are expected to be released later. In return, Israel is releasing more Palestinian detainees from Israeli prisons. Meanwhile, the U.S. is pushing again for a further extension of humanitarian pauses in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby:
no nation should have to stand for what Israel had to experience on the 7th of October.
He says more than 100 hostages held by Hamas have been released since the temporary ceasefire went into effect last week. And Antony Blinken, Secretary of State, meeting with reporters over in the Gaza Strip today, says Israel must lay out a plan to better protect Palestinian civilians when it resumes military operations, whenever that may be. He met with both Israeli and Palestinian Authority leaders during a trip to the Middle East. He adds that the U.S. is pushing for an extension in humanitarian pauses to get the remaining hostages out of Gaza and aid for civilians in. Those are our top three stories today. 4:15, our first check of the roads and weather this hour.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas to get us started off tonight, we are seeing some congestion in a lot of places, but the most severe is if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. That is currently giving us some issues, and the same can be said about Pine Forest Road. Traveling northbound, especially between I-10 and West 9 Mile, that's going to have you backed up for a little bit. If you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road, around where University Parkway merges on there, you're going to be experiencing some issues at least until further notice. And on North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, we're starting to see congestion build up there. It may get worse as time goes on. Another one here that we don't typically cover, if it's at the it's where Highway 95A and South Highway 29 merge, closer to the General Cantonment area. That is looking backed up at the moment. And lastly, in Santa Rosa County towards Payson Milton, if you are traveling westbound, trying to get into downtown Milton on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River, expect to be backed up there quite a bit as well.
All right, thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Multiple chances for rain as we head into Friday and through the weekend. A chance of rain on Friday sits at about 90%. We have a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms during the day, a higher chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms during the evening hours, and that rain chance will continue overnight into Saturday morning and Saturday throughout the day as well. Some stronger storms could be possible, gusty winds, that's what we're looking out for. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Yeah, so what's funky about the forecast overnight tonight is that right now it's 59 degrees, and according to the National Weather Service, between now and tomorrow morning, it's not going to get a single degree cooler.
Wow.
So 59, the forecasted low. So we do have, of course, the front that's going to bring rain into the forecast. 50% chance of showers overnight tonight, up to 80% tomorrow. High of 73 Friday and Saturday, around 70 degrees on Sunday. But yeah, showers are going to be very prevalent over the weekend and tomorrow as well. So that's a look at what's coming up here in terms of the weather. Taking a look at some local headlines today, Pensacola police say they're still on track for a mid-December launch of their 3 miles of ShotSpotter sensors. Spokesman Mike Wood talked about it on the Pensacola Morning News.
These sensors, or microphones, if you will, have to be put in specific locations in order for the system to work properly. We have to get, a lot of times that's on private property, and we have to get permission from the property owner to mount that system on their property.
So that's what they're doing right now. Wood says they believe the system will still be activated within a few weeks. The sheriff's office already has their sensors up, and they've been in operation now for a few weeks. The system uses microphones to automatically detect gunshots and eventually will connect to a real-time crime center at the sheriff's office, which will also utilize cameras to gather more information when gunshots are detected. Also today, a reaction from Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno regarding the latest, I guess, chapter of the saga surrounding the text messages of Commissioner Jeffrey Gosch. Obviously looking into whether it's a possible sunshine violation. We talked about this yesterday. PNJ reporting a couple of text messages that were sent from Commissioner Bergosh to CEO of the Lewis Bear Company, David Bear, regarding redistricting back in 2021. Here was County Administrator Wes Moreno this morning.
But my biggest frustration is that it's just a distraction. We have all kinds of good work that goes on every day, and it doesn't get reported, doesn't get any coverage. And I guess for right now, that would be my comment.
Now, Bergosh took to his blog to call the report a hatchet piece, saying the county is involved in a lawsuit over the records, which he claims were stolen. Jonathan Owens previously said they were left on his desk by an anonymous whistleblower. So there you go. Also, local headlines. Santa Rosa deputies say that they found dead dogs when they arrived at a Milton home responding to a suicide call. According to Channel 3, that happened on November 16th at the Willow Tree Apartments. 30-year-old Caleb Phillips was arrested and charged with 2 counts of animal cruelty. Deputies say when they arrived, there was an overwhelming stench of decaying flesh and saw a door with a rolled-up towel at the base. When they opened the door, there were kennels with 2 dogs decomposing. Phillips remains jailed on a $15,000 bond. 420 right now. First break this hour. State and national headlines when we return. Off and running on a Thursday edition of the program, Pensacola right now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
For the fitness enthusiast on your list, your first stop should be Running Wild. Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. Sometimes that perfect gift is a gift certificate. Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. The experts at Running Wild are ready to help you find the perfect gift with locations in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow them on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing all the plain.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Almost right at 425 here, so we're going to get another update on the roads and weather. Right now in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road, around where University Parkway merges onto North Davis there, we were experiencing some issues there in our last break, and we still are currently. Also on Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Davis, that is getting backed up some as well. And Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, that has still built up a decent amount of traffic at the moment. And Pine Forest Road, particularly if you're traveling northbound, perhaps you just got off I-10, you're traveling towards West 9 Mile, that's going to give you some issues as well. And where South Highway 29 merges with Highway 95A closer to Cantonment, that area is heavily backed up at the moment. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, the traffic has gotten even more backed up over there.
heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain, showers, and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, sir. Right now it is 59 degrees, and according to the National Weather Service, won't get any cooler overnight. That's our low. 50% chance of showers overnight tonight, 73 for a high on Friday with a 80% chance of showers there. Taking a look at state headlines. So, of course, tonight it's the big debate that everybody is excited
maybe caring about.
red state, blue state, right? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis squaring off with California's Gavin Newsom. And it's moderated by Sean Hannity, starting at 8 o'clock Central Time. If you can't watch it, you want to listen to it, you can do so right here. Also on our phone app, News Radio Pensacola. To make it perhaps a little bit more exciting, the LA Times put together bingo cards to use. I wish they would. We could have bingo cards for all the debates. Maybe then people might watch them.
Yes.
There are four bingo cards to choose from. Each square has a word or phrase that'll likely be used during the event. Words like woke, homeless, or Trump. Phrases like smash and grab, 2020 election results, and January 6th. So you can select your bingo card of choice and maybe make a little watch party event and see who comes out on top there with your bingo cards.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty fun. Good job out of the LA Times for that.
Smash and grab, is that like a reference to looting?
Could be.
Like smash a window and grab stuff. That's the only thing I can think that would mean. The Florida Supreme Court has ruled that Marcy's Law cannot be used to shield the identity of police officers who use deadly force. The 6-0 decision is a huge win for the First Amendment advocates and media companies. A lawsuit was filed after two Tallahassee police officers fatally shot suspects and invoked Marcy's Law to prevent their names from being released.
Yeah, a couple interesting poll numbers here. The University of North Florida kind of doing a comprehensive Florida voter poll, and they say that of 700 registered voters that were surveyed, 26% say the cost of housing is their top priority that they face, followed closely by the economy, jobs, and inflation at 25%. Also, education and immigration were tied for third most important problems at 9% each. So pretty drastic drop-off from the top two there into education and immigration. Austin, there was also questions regarding possible constitutional amendments for next year.
Yes, it says a majority of voters supported a constitutional amendment to allow recreational marijuana in the state of Florida. 67% of respondents to the University of North Florida's poll said that they would vote yes to the proposed amendment should it make it to the November 2024 ballot. In another poll question, 62% said that they favor a proposed constitutional amendment that would protect a woman's access to an abortion until fetal viability.
Support for that is high. It's 67% support, only 28% oppose. This is one of those issues that across the political spectrum and across the demographic spectrums, it has a lot of support across the state.
If the measures make it to the ballot, 60% of voters would need to support them to pass.
Yeah, also, the state's dispute over a drag show with the Miami Hotel is now over. The Department of Business and Professional Regulation announced the settlement with the Hyatt Regency. The hotel will pay a $5,000 fine. The business had been accused of allowing kids to watch a drag show the state had labeled lewd and lascivious. And congratulations to all of us. We made it through the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
It's officially over today. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. National news and what's happening in the world of sports coming up.
I'm Tom Graham. Despite the extended truce in the Gaza war, there was violence today in Israel.
After this morning's terrorist attack in Jerusalem, when two Hamas gunmen, brothers, opened fire and initially murdered three people, we're now learning that a fourth person was killed in that attack.
Fox's Nate Foy in Israel. President Biden holding a meeting with a leader in Angola today at the White House, saying the U.S. will send billions of dollars to the African nation aimed at helping their infrastructure.
And the agricultural infrastructure projects are going to help Angola be a net food exporter, exporting food by 2027.
President Biden also announcing plans to help create railroad lines to connect Angola to Zambia and the Indian Ocean. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Labor peace at Ford Motor came with a cost. The automaker said today the recently reached new contract with the UAW will add roughly $8.8 billion in costs over the life of the pact, a hefty drag on its bottom line. It notes that the contract will add about $900 in cost per vehicle by the time it expires in 2028, the most costly expense being the overall 25% wage increase workers are getting. Ford shares slumped 3.1% today. We keep hearing consumers are watching their spending more closely, but shoppers are still spending on makeup and other beauty products. Reporting quarterly results after today's market close, Ulta Beauty says revenue rose 6.4% year over year and comparable store sales were up 4.5%. Ulta also raised its full-year forecast for earnings and revenue, sending shares up a sharp 11% in after-hours trading. In regular trading today, the Dow Industrial soared 520 points, 1.5%. The NASDAQ, though, fell. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is your home for Florida State football. This Saturday, the Noles are in the ACC Championship, taking on the Louisville Cardinals. Tune in to see if the Seminoles can continue their run to the playoffs and the ultimate, the national championship. Don't stop what you've planned. Just tune in to News Radio 92.3 and hear the ACC Championship as FSU takes on Louisville, starting at 4:30. Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, the law firm of Terrence A. Gross, and the dynamic realtor duo, Will Maven and Angela Sherrill, with Cannell & Company.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Northern Tool. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com. We're made for this. We have on paper a good Thursday night football game this evening between the 6-5 Seattle Seahawks and the 8-3 Dallas Cowboys. The last time we saw these two teams was on Thanksgiving, as Seattle got blown out by the 49ers and the Cowboys crushed the Commanders. Tonight, I think we got a close game. I'll take the Cowboys to defeat Seattle by a score of 27-23. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. I love tonight's matchup. Seattle-Dallas is a monster. Side and total. Seattle-Dallas, critical information confirmed, plus college hoops action. That's five big plays John Anthony has you covered. I love to go 5-0-3 and recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony has you covered. 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Seattle, Dallas, plus college hoops action. Call the recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. I love to go 5-0 or the season free. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to JohnAnthonySports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
It's a Fox News Radio special event. DeSantis versus Newsom. Live on Fox News Radio this Thursday. Sean Hannity will present an exclusive 90-minute debate between Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom, focusing on the major issues impacting our country, the economy, the border, immigration, crime. Hannity will highlight them all, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News, Fox News Radio, and
News Radio 92.3 from 8 till 10 p.m.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit past 4:35 here, and there's a lot to cover on the road, so we'll go ahead and get that traffic and weather update out of the way for you. Mobile Highway, if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, expect some backups there. We're still seeing that at the moment. Also, if you are traveling on West Michigan Avenue, if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, expect some issues there as well. We see congestion starting to build up in that area. A big one, as it often is Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound and even southbound on Pine Forest between West 9 Mile and I-10, that is giving us issues at the moment. And if you are traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards the intersection with Olive Road, we've got congestion coming from both roads there. And a little bit further down, if you're on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road trying to get onto I-10, that is also backed up. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis, that is backed up. And in Santa Rosa County right now, the big hitter at the moment is Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, you're going to have backups there also.
Thank you very much. Looking at our forecast. So right now we're at 59 degrees, and it's not supposed to get any cooler than that. So for now, how it feels right now is going to be our low for tonight. We do have kind of a warmer front that's going to push highs up back into the 70s, and with it is going to come rain, perhaps a lot of it, possibly some severe weather as well. So Friday, 80% chance of showers, 73 again Saturday, 90% chance of rain. Windy conditions as well are to be expected, so be mindful there. One thing, you know, heard in the promo before we were coming back on in regards to the DeSantis-Newsom debate, there was some audio that we had here in our newscast throughout the day today, and I agree with it, is that one thing that I have lamented about DeSantis in his performance as far as the presidential debates go is that when you see how he normally is,
yeah,
it's a stark contrast to how he has been on the presidential debate stage, which I do not like. I'm critical of that because I think that is part of what makes him so effective, is that he is, it means what he says, he does what he says. Now, whether you agree with it or not, that's, you know, neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's politics for you.
I think, though, that DeSantis has this, you know, he's got the experience. He's younger, obviously, but I just think that he has this presence where he's able to just kind of not, it doesn't take nonsense. He just says, hey, look, this is how it's going to be. This is what we did. And he presents it in a very clear manner, which is not something that we've really been able to see with the presidential debates, because, you know, you got all these canned responses and you're coached about, you know, how much scuff can be on your shoes and what color tie you should wear and all that stuff.
It seems disingenuous.
And yeah. And so I think he's come across that way a little bit. Now, I think for tonight, when it's just him, when it's just Newsom, And I think, you know, Hannity is, you know, he's a Fox News employee, and Fox News is, you know, definitely more conservative leaning.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he comes out there and he's a little bit more authentic and natural, and maybe that's something that people pick up on. I don't know. But however much I watch of it, that will be one thing that I will pay attention to. Is this the Governor DeSantis, or is this the presidential candidate DeSantis? Because there have been, in the public eye, two or three chances that we've gotten to see him on the debate stage.
Yeah.
There has been a distinct difference. But anyway, that's that. Taking a look at some of our national news. So we thought that the vote to expel George Santos was going to be today. That's scheduled for tomorrow, so our bet on that. Santos is refusing to resign, though, ahead of the vote, and had a news conference today, lashing out at, among other things, the report that ultimately led to this third effort to expel him.
There we go. They go ahead and release this report littered in hyperbole, littered in opinion that would have no decent cop would bring this to a prosecutor or a DA and say, here's our report, go ahead and charge him.
So, of course, he is currently facing 23 federal charges alleging fraud and identity theft. So, you know, we'll see what happens with the vote scheduled now for tomorrow.
Yes, and speaking of controversial political figures, Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut, according to his consulting firm. Kissinger served as national security advisor and later on the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973, a very controversial move from what I hear, for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam.
Yeah, also Lori Vallow Daybell has been extradited to Arizona. She was booked into Maricopa County Jail this morning on two murder conspiracy charges. Back in May, she was found guilty in Idaho on six counts of murder, two of which involved her children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan.
And House Republicans may hold an official vote authorizing their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Majority Whip Tom Emmer told his colleagues behind closed doors Wednesday that a vote could be held in the coming weeks. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy unilaterally launched the inquiry in September without the typical vote needed to do so. Democrats have argued that the investigation holds no power since it was not officially sanctioned by the House.
And finally, utilities will need to replace lead drinking water pipes within a decade under a new proposal from the Environmental Protection Agency. The lead and copper proposal would require utilities to replace the lines regardless of the lead levels registered in water samples, and it's designed to prevent future public health crises around drinking water, such as Flint, Michigan, back in 2014. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world, we have Week 13 kicking off on Thursday Night Football tonight. The Dallas Cowboys hosting the Seattle Seahawks, who will be in their 90s-era throwbacks.
Nice.
So I'm a fan of those. Yeah, it starts 7:15 on Amazon Prime. A couple of scheduling notes with the NFL. We figured out definitively just how bad the New England Patriots are today.
2-9, right?
Something like that. The NFL decided that for Week 15 that they're going to, for the first time ever, flex out a Monday night game, which is something that they started being able to do this season. They haven't used it yet, but the Monday night game was originally supposed to be the Chiefs and the Patriots. The NFL wants nothing to do with having arguably their two most popular players on Monday Night Football that night because of who they're playing.
That's rough.
We do not want Patrick Mahomes. We do not want Travis Kelce. We do not want the Swifties anywhere near television sets on Monday night because that's how bad the New England Patriots are. Instead, we will provide for you the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. So that's the new Monday Night Football matchup for Week 15. They also, now that we're kind of past college football, after this weekend, the NFL is going to start the Saturday slate. And three games on Saturday the 16th, that'll be the Vikings and the Bengals.
Yeah.
The Steelers and the Colts.
Hey!
Yeah. And the Broncos and the Lions. Okay.
Hey, that's a good one.
That's all right.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, I'm 22 years old, so yeah. I haven't really experienced an era where until now, where the Patriots weren't great, you know? So yeah. It's pretty crazy to see a fall from grace like that. That's wild.
4:45, got another check of the roads and our weather.
Yes. So unfortunately, so far this evening, there has been a lot to report on the roads in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. And that hasn't exactly changed. We're still seeing issues on Pine Forest Road, both north and southbound, between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we're still seeing some backups there. Closer to Cantonment, if you are around where South Highway 29 merges with Highway 95A, we're still seeing some pretty extensive backups in that area. And North Davis Highway has been giving us a lot of trouble. If you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, or if you are traveling southbound towards Olive Road, where University Parkway merges onto North Davis, expect some issues there. In Santa Rosa County, we have been dealing with a lot on Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound, trying to get into downtown Milton, coming over Blackwater River, and that is still the case. But also, we see traffic building up on Caroline Street, traveling eastbound, if you have just gotten off of Avalon Boulevard.
All right, thank you very much. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer getting us caught up on the weather.
Multiple chances for rain as we head into Friday and through the weekend. A chance of rain on Friday sits at about 90%. We have a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms during the day, a higher chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms during the evening hours. And that rain chance will continue overnight into Saturday morning and Saturday throughout the day as well. Some stronger storms could be possible. Gusty winds, that's what we're looking out for. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
59 degrees right now, and that's the forecasted low for tonight. 50% chance of showers. Tomorrow, warming up to around 73 degrees, 80% chance of rain and cloudy skies. Health, business, and science notes today. Delivery of Tesla's Cybertruck is finally starting today with the invite-only event happening at their Austin, Texas manufacturing plant. Elon Musk said last month that more than 1 million people have already pre-ordered the Cybertruck.
And Disney's CEO will, in his words, definitely step down when his contract expires in 2026. Bob Iger confirmed that with CNBC yesterday. He took over Disney last year for the second time, saying that he was disappointed in what he saw in the last transition period. He says he's involved in the search for a new CEO to ensure a smooth succession this time.
Kraft is nixing the cheese, but it won't just be a box of noodles. It's called Kraft Not Mac and Cheese. It features a dairy-free alternative to the usual powdered cheese. It'll be showing up in grocery stores soon and coming in two varieties, original and white cheddar with shells, priced at $3.49. It's the first time Kraft has offered a vegan plant-based option.
Interesting.
My wife would be very happy with that, except she can't have the noodles because of the gluten. So, Yeah, she's dairy-free. So, yeah, that's very difficult going out to restaurants. So on occasion, we have our hot spots for sure, and she knows what to order. And, you know, I've told her that she needs to make a laminated 3x5 card that has just a list of her allergies on it. So when, you know, instead of having to rattle them off and having to have them recite all of those back. You say, here's the card. That's what I can't have. Just bring it back when you're done with it. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure that makes her feel special.
Well, just trying to help.
Yeah. More U.S. retailers are adopting a returnless return policy this holiday season. The returns firm GoTRG says that U.S. shoppers are expected to return $173 billion worth of holiday purchases this year, and that returns drain profits because they have to be transported, sorted, and resold, often at a discount. The firm says this year 59% of retailers are offering so-called returnless policies for unwanted products whose return costs exceed their value.
Yeah, 4:50. A couple quick pop culture notes today. Pretty interesting one if you're a fan of the Beatles. A docuseries featuring eyewitness accounts of the murder of John Lennon is coming to Apple TV Plus. John Lennon Murder Without a Trial premieres on December 6th. Lennon was shot to death by Mark David Chapman on December 8th, 1980. The promotional trailer includes a person who says Chapman apologized to surrounding witnesses immediately after shooting Lennon.
Interesting.
Yeah. Also, here's one for you, Austin.
I know, I was going to read it.
Yeah. And 99.9% of the time when I say that, it's not really for you. But in this case, I saw it and I was like, ah, here it is. OnlineCasinos.com is offering $2,500 to somebody to create the best elf-inspired dish.
Mm-hmm.
The competition is open until December 11th. All participants have to do is submit a photo of their creation. You can replicate Buddy's spaghetti with candy and maple syrup, or you can make up your own. So you, being the culinary genius that you are, and wanting to get a $2,500 and a fanatic of the movie Elf, what would your creation be? Would you kind of do a replica, or would you try to do something different there? And what would it be?
I'd probably try to make up my own stuff. I'm not sure what it would be, but I will tell you this. That spaghetti with candy and maple syrup, that was my least favorite part of the film. If that's something that you and, yeah, if that's something that you and I can agree on regarding that film. That was heinous.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you've said, because I did not know this, is that it actually caused some, I don't know if serious, but difficulties.
Yes.
For Will Ferrell with his health because of the sugar that he ingested on that. So, yeah. 4:51, we'll take our final break this hour. Wacky and weird stories and good news to finish up our number one, Pensacola, right now.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning, the big story from yesterday, of course, was the Pensacola News Journal article about the text messages between Commissioner Bergosh and David Baer, especially where Commissioner Bergosh asks David Baer to go present ideas for redistricting to two other commissioners without going through the official public process, and whether that constitutes a sunshine violation or not. Talked about that, including reading on air all of the texts as the PNJ published them at the 7 o'clock hour. If you want to hear that, check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
This is Lewis Baer wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:55 here, we'll get another check of the roads and weather, our last one for this hour. Looking at the roads in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street is still giving us some trouble, so if you're in that area, look out for that. Also, if you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road, the congestion there has seemingly backed up, and it seemingly worsened since we last covered it. Speaking of North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, that's still going to give you some issues as well. And Brent Lane in a couple of areas is causing some backups, too. If you are traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that's backed up. And a little bit further west, if you're traveling towards North Palafox Street, expect some trouble there as well. The last big one in Pensacola, if you're traveling northbound on a Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, expect some issues there.
Heavy rainfall and even the chance for a few strong storms. That's what we have on tap as we head through Friday and Saturday here for Northwest Florida. The rain, showers, and thunderstorms will begin through the late morning and early afternoon on Friday, picking up as we head overnight into Saturday morning. So Friday evening through Saturday morning is the time to stay weather aware. We could see some damaging wind gusts, and some of the thunderstorms could drop a couple inches of rain too, clearing up late into Saturday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. It's 59 degrees right now. Cloudy and chance of showers is around 50% overnight tonight. And not supposed to get any cooler overnight. 73 the high tomorrow with an 80% chance of rain. 90% chance of showers Friday night into Saturday. Highs of around 73 degrees Friday and Saturday. Couple lighthearted notes here. I don't know if you're a fan of Beetlejuice. If you watched the first one,
it's all right.
Beetlejuice 2 is a wrap. Is Jim Carrey doing this one? Do we know? Do you know that if you?
I
never saw
sure.
the first one. I don't know.
Well, I know the first one had Michael Keaton in it.
Okay, it was Jim Carrey, right? Who was Beetlejuice? Right?
No, that was Michael Keaton.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. My bad. yeah, never saw it. But yeah, so Warner Brothers is looking at a September 6, 2024 release date. Also, PNC Bank does an annual study of how much it would cost to buy everything from the song 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
And this year, the answer is up almost 3%. Thanks, Biden. $46,730. Or if you were to buy the items over and over each day, like the song says, then it would run you over $201,000 for 364 total gifts. The most expensive gift would be the Ten Lords a-Leaping at a little over $14,500. And that's based on how much it would cost to hire 10 dancers from the Philadelphia Ballet. Mm. The cheapest one, actually, would be the Eight Maids a-Milking at $58. Eight women milking cows for an hour at federal minimum wage of $7.25. Of course, if you went up to somebody and said, "Hey, I need you to milk a cow for an hour," would $7.25 suffice for you? They're probably saying no on that.
Yes. And a 10-year-old boy in the UK named Teddy doesn't like Apple's nerd emoji.
Yeah.
He thinks it's insulting to people like him who wear glasses. So he's launched an online petition to have it tweaked.
Sounds like a nerdy thing to do.
He wants the buck teeth to be replaced with a smile and for it to be named the genius emoji. At last check, the petition had almost 500 signatures. Yeah, I think there were a lot more than 500 hate comments
probably.
On Instagram when I saw that.
Probably. Yeah, it was probably the GIF of Homer Simpson where he pulls up in the car and Ned Flanders is walking in front and he just screams out nerd there.
Yeah.
Good news story. An Oklahoma Sooners fan was given free teeth and dental work after being ridiculed online for his missing teeth.
Wow.
J.P. Franklin was caught on camera during the TCU game and the Barstool Sports X account shared his picture, which created an onslaught of insults. And that's when dentist Dr. Brett Francis stepped in.
Why not use this as an opportunity to spin it around and, you know, get this guy a smile after all the ridicule that he was getting? He's just a very genuine guy, and he's honestly, I think this is just one of those meant to be things. Well, he was just kept saying over and over again how thankful he was and grateful he was and how thankful that we could connect.
Now, good job out of Dr. Francis there. He replied to the Barstool post saying, "I'm a dentist in Oklahoma and OU alumni. I want to fix this guy up," and he did just that.
Awesome.
Hour number one in the books. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. 12-minute break for us, and we're back with another full rundown.